It's WAKG's Off-Air Flare.
Off-Air Flare.
With Jinya and Josh.
It is a holiday week, homie.
I know, it's so exciting when you're like, well, there's a day that I get to chill out, relax, do something
right
out of the norm. Any big plans for the 4th to celebrate America's freedom?
No. With us having to work, well, I say us. With me having to work Friday, it's not a big deal for us. We don't have a whole lot going on. We're going to do a cookout with my family the night of. Maybe play some laser tag or play some cards or something.
Nice.
Just something as a family.
I think we might just kind of play it by ear. I mean, sometimes we're like, let's grill out on our own accord or let's just go get ice cream. Definitely going to watch the fireworks. And we're lucky enough at the radio station to be located downtown.
Yes.
So sometimes I'll just be like, well, I'm going to go to work and look on the look out the porch. But I'm filling in for John early bird on Friday, so I'm kind of like, what fireworks? Or I'll be like, let me take a big nap on July 4th and then stay up the whole night. So we'll see how that goes. But with that,
whatever you're doing, be safe.
Yeah.
Do it responsibly.
Absolutely.
Please. A lot of people out and about.
Don't get star-spangled hammered and then go driving. Like,
look
don't
at
do
you.
That.
What's look
that?
At you.
That nice little quip.
Oh, yeah.
I might have seen a t-shirt that said that. I do not own that phrase, so we're just going to say,
well,
you know.
Apparently Cardi B doesn't own Occur either.
Occur, and you fly it. You can't, you fly it. But with that comes, you know, I talked about grilling out. That's kind of a biggie.
Right. And we thought it would be an excellent opportunity to segue into a series you may hear pop up every now and then. One of our favorite topics, food.
That's right. And debating.
Yes. Yeah, well, that's kind of why we do this. I don't really think that's kind of sold. That's kind of part of it.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's Food Court.
That's right. I am so excited for this. We've been talking about this for a while, and it finally came up. We figured we'd kick it off through the holiday and kind of let it go by the wayside. Let's see how this one...
Because there's been times you and I have discussed foods, and you'll be like, that's how you eat it? No, that's how you eat it? Blah, 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 blah. And we're like, you know what would be funny? Let's just turn it into like a great big debate, like we're both lawyers just trying to convince the other one why they are correct, minus the $300 an hour thing. But
we need a finder's fee.
If I have to take this to court, Josh, it's going to cost this retainer fee.
I really want a gavel, but I'm stuck with a highlighter.
We can have a sound. We can make a sound effect. We'll find one.
All right.
Okay. We're gonna get.
We are professionals. We should be.
We're gonna get this nice and produced. We might have our voiceover person like have us some intros. Like in walks in Josh Lineberry. Today he's gonna defend. So what are we gonna bicker about?
All right. So I know this is the jack of all trades when it comes to condiments. If I'm perfectly honest,
it's kind of.
Widespread goes with everything, kind of like chicken. Chicken can be put in most any recipe.
Correct.
Today, we're talking ketchup.
Ketchup.
Now, the question is, are you team fridge once you've opened your ketchup, or are you team pantry?
I'm pantry.
What?
Pantry.
All right, fine. Make your opening argument before I destroy it.
Okay. Listen to me. First of all, let me just sidebar. I'd like to address the judge.
I love how she hadn't made the first comment yet. She's like, let me do a sidebar.
Sidebar. Heinz.
Jeez.
Heinz versus Hunt's. Heinz.
Go not a Hunt's. Question. It's not a question.
Are we on agreement on this?
Yep.
Okay, we can respect
branding. Branding isn't a question. I am not a food snob on certain things.
Heinz.
But I have certain brands that I am very particular about.
Heinz ketchup. Hunt's is too sweet. I grew up eating Hunt's and my mother knew it and I hated it and I was like, stop. Now, she has finally come to the hindsight. Okay, hindsight 2020. Fun. Let's talk about this. Okay,
this
I'd like to present to the court my argument for room temperature ketchup. There is nothing better than a plate of hot French fries, salt, squirt of ketchup, and it's the same as the room you're in. That, I don't know, just a combo of the hot fries right there and the ketchup that's the same temperature, and it just melts in your mouth, and the tomato is so tangy and sweet and delicious. So good.
No.
If it was cold, let me tell you, if it was cold, it would affect the temperature of said fries.
Nope.
Yes, it would.
Mm-mm.
Yes, it would.
No, ma'am, it would not.
And then your this is my argument. And then your palate would have kind of this like, what's going on here? Are we eating ice cream or are we having French fries? What's happening here? What's going on? Too cold. I don't want the two mixes of temperatures. I'm not eating soup with ice cubes in it. You know what I'm saying? I want my room temperature ketchup and my hot steamy fries.
Are you done? Apparently, I interrupted. Are you done?
Order, order.
Yeah.
One more out of you, and you're out of here.
I got a side note to go with that. My mother-in-law is a judge in a different state, and I have told her I have spent the last 2 weeks sending her videos of creative baseball ejections where people and coaches are thrown out, and I want her to do that for contempt. And let me know, because I want to video it. I want to be there
we'll
for it.
We'll have her be the judge for one of these food courts.
I love that idea.
There you go.
All right, so now we'll get away from your horrible opening argument and move on to one for rational people. Remember, Jenya couldn't talk her way out of an insane asylum last week. So, cold ketchup to me. Now, I go order food. Mm-hmm. I go pick it up. If I'm eating it on site, I deal with what I have in front of me. It is what it is. But if I'm getting my food to go and I get fries, throw a couple of packets of ketchup in there. Yes. Thank you for that, by the way. I appreciate you taking enough time to make that happen.
Fancy ketchup.
How? There you go.
It's the off-brand ketchup.
Yes. But to that end, it goes in the fridge when I get home.
The packet
yep,
of ketchup.
Yep, I use them later.
You even put the packet of ketchup in there.
If I don't, if I'm not having a wasteful day,
you
whatever.
You need to be in an insane asylum.
I don't.
Order,
I make
order.
Sure the fries are still.
Objection, Your Honor. Who takes the packets of the free ketchup and puts it in the refrigerator?
Apparently someone doesn't appreciate the rules of the opening argument.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Continue, please.
Shut it.
Contempt of court.
Yeah. So, for me, I prefer cold ketchup. I don't put those packets and then wait until they're cold to eat. I have a bottle in the fridge so I can eat it immediately.
Okay.
I thoroughly prefer cold ketchup on my piping hot fries.
Why?
One, you notoriously burn your mouth on hot fries. Cold ketchup, not a problem.
Oh, it's a buffer, huh?
It's a buffer. Mm-hmm. Secondly, texturally, it's very pleasant. The fries don't get cold because if you... and I have a follow-up question to this, which may be part of the problem. Maybe part of your problem. One of many. But I put mine to the side. I'm not one of these who puts ketchup all over the fries. That may be part of your problem.
No, I don't do that.
You don't do that either?
I don't go silly
then,
string
then
on my
what
fries.
Do you do to let the fry temperature change? Because I take the fry, dip it in the cold ketchup, down the hatch. That's it. Done, over with. See you later. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure
I
how you're saying
savor
it alters the temperature.
My french fries.
What? I'm not saying I don't enjoy my fries.
Oh, it's done.
No, it's not like that.
Thank you for the ketchup.
It's not like that at all.
A ketchup milkshake.
Oh, God, that is a horrible thought. Well, I'm going to need to get
nice
a cover for this microphone if we're going to keep
nice
this up.
Nice and cold.
But I like cold ketchup. I like the transition from cold to hot, but I'm also a guy who will dip fries in a Frosty. So
okay. And that might go against my argument because fries in a Frosty is good. But I have to be in the
and
mood
anybody
for that.
Who's anybody who's against that, guess what? Change the channel.
Yeah,
I fully allow you to leave this podcast if you don't dip your fries
in the Frosty. I do like the fries in the Frosty. But I'm setting myself up for that. But on normal fry consumption, I'm like, oh, yeah, here we go. Take the little squirt bottle at the local, you know, burger joint.
Yep.
Right there beside them. Oh, thank you. Oh, or they come in the basket, and then you dump the basket of fries on the wax paper that your burger came in, and then you use the boat as your ketchup holder. You know what I'm talking about?
I do. It took me a minute, and I was like, what planet does she live on? Better question, where does she eat? But we normally eat at some of the same places.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do. Now I get it.
Okay.
Yep, I follow.
You put it on your wax paper, and then you use the boat for your ketchup.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, sidebar number two in this argument, some people like to salt and pepper their ketchup in
no.
the boat.
No,
you and
no
I
need.
Do agree on that. I
no
don't
need.
Want that. I don't want that. I want the salt on the fries.
Absolutely.
It will make its way into the ketchup as I scoop, 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 scoop.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's just a, so I think that the warm room temperature ketchup makes the flavor enhance. I think that it's a little more on the tangy side. I think it's just a smoother experience.
I think on a really hot day, when you are grilling out or whatever you're doing, and you got a hot plate of food in front of you, it offers a bit of a break. So you're not necessarily forced to put down a drink with every fry. Again, it's a heat thing. I'm not saying I'm burning. Like, scalding hot fries, they're the best. The moment they come out. If I could reach into the basket and put one down, the moment it comes out, that is the moment it is.
If I look like a dog
best.
Trying to eat peanut butter, I'm fine with that.
Right.
This fry is hot.
Exactly.
But I'm like, I don't care. I won't feel
but
the
see,
roof of my mouth for a fire.
Woo.
I won't
that was
feel.
Close.
I won't feel. We're going to have to pause. Cut. No, you are.
You didn't get it out. You're good.
No.
We have finally reached our heated peak. It took ketchup to get there. Yes.
That's going on the blooper reel. That's not staying in there. As your spear. That is not staying in there. Oh, my God. Your face was like... Okay. I don't care if I can't feel the roof of my mouth or like my taste buds have been burned and feel like I've licked it across the Sahara Desert because I'm like, this hot French fry is so good and salty. Let me get it. And then here comes that room temperature ketchup. Okay, now we talked about fries and ketchup.
Mm-hmm.
Does the temperature have a different effect when it comes like on a burger or some other source of food?
I think the taste is different when it's heated. Like if you put ketchup on a burger,
I think the taste
of ketchup's different. I like the taste of cold ketchup better than I do right off
on
a burger.
And it's funny because I think we're both agreeing that it does taste different. So my preference in taste is the warmer ketchup where yours is the colder ketchup.
Yep.
Getting to know you.
Yes, that's right. The small intimacies.
The little things, but.
So if I'm coming over for a cookout, put the ketchup in the fridge the night before.
Yeah, or we might have to throw it in the freezer.
Not come at all.
Yeah. Well, no. Throw it in the freezer for a good 5 minutes and then be like, who left the ketchup in the freezer? Yeah, hope it's not like a Coke can.
Notoriously too long.
I hope it's not like when you're like, let me put this Coke can in there. Oh, my gosh. Like, no. But, sidebar, what do you eat on your, say, your burger or your hot dog when you put the ketchup on? What is your, or do you use that on those particular cookout items, grill items?
When you say put, like, I mean,
is that
my
a condiment?
Is that
a condiment of choice? I'm just saying,
yes.
Ketchup in general. Is that what you put on your burger, your hot dog, or are you putting it just on French fries?
I put ketchup on a lot, and I realize a lot of people hate ketchup. I mean, there's a large conglomerate of people that just
And
ketchup.
There's some people, I think it's Northerners too, that think it's weird if you put ketchup on a hot dog. And when I grew up, I had mustard ketchup. That was my hot dog choice.
See, when I was growing up, I preferred just ketchup. I have since expanded. I'm starting to eat more mustard, but that's only if someone doesn't hear me when they make my order. I don't mind mustard. Like, I won't send it back. Mustard has grown on me a little. Mm-hmm. Don't like it. Not a big fan of the taste. I just don't like mustard.
Maybe if it's like just a thin... All right, like hot dogs all the way. I've grown to love hot dogs all the way. When I was younger, I was like, mustard ketchup. But then I think when I became a teenager, if you get it right, like mustard, chili, onion, slaw, just the combo of that is really good, especially if they have really good chili.
Right.
So
I'm not a vegetable guy, so you can keep the slaw and certainly the onions. I wish onions would fall extinct. I hate an onion with
you.
A passion.
Onions have layers, don't they?
Sure. So do cakes. All right.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Gotcha. Let me just put that out there.
So does the levels fail.
But I normally do ketchup and mayo on both my burgers and my hot dog.
Okay.
Mayo, and I've had this debate with friends of mine, and a couple of them have genuinely threatened to not be my friend anymore.
Ever again.
Because they're like, what the heck is wrong with you?
Right. That's how my sister ate her hot dogs, mayonnaise and ketchup.
Just something about that pairing I'm a huge fan of.
Well, see, I have the same thing but with mustard and ketchup. I think it's like, and I think ketchup is a good condiment that it will enhance another condiment too.
But it will easily overpower.
If it's too much. Have you gone to a restaurant and you're like, oh, I didn't need this much ketchup
Correct.
On it or whatever?
Absolutely.
And I will say, I don't like ketchup on a corn dog. I want mustard for my corn dog.
Only because I don't like mustard, I go with ketchup. And it's strictly for my disdain of mustard.
I would opt to, if they didn't have mustard available, I would opt to have the corn dog by itself. Because corn dog, I think, is already sweet enough.
I agree.
I need something acidic, something a little more on the bitter side to cut through. Because they use like honey in the batter and everything, like those state fair, like corn dogs or corn dogs you get from a restaurant.
Now, my issue there for ketchup on the hot dog, ketchup on the corn dog, for me, I think corn dogs can be really dry, so I use it more as a moisturizing agent as opposed to like just something to so you're not chewing all day
That's
long
true.
And you get that
almost
that
like when you're
cake
eating like a biscuit and you're like I have no drink.
Right, absolutely. And that's kind of why I use it there and I would use mustard if I liked mustard cuz I feel like the tang of the mustard would go better with the sweetness of that cornbread, but I hate the taste of mustard.
Yeah.
So I have to have something in between. Mm-hmm. I don't want mayo on a corn dog. No,
oh,
no,
that's,
no.
That just sounds disgusting.
Right. It is.
It would look disgusting.
People. Now, again, I like mayonnaise,
mm-hmm.
but I genuinely despise fries in mayonnaise.
Some people like that.
It's an acquired taste. I've decided.
I don't know why. I don't like mayonnaise at all. I mean, you know this about me. And some people are like, gasp, you don't like Duke mayonnaise? What's wrong with you? Which I know a lot of people, that can be another one. But yeah. I can't do that debate with you because I'm like, I don't want it at all.
Right.
I mean, even
we'd have to have a taste test session for you to figure out.
Yeah. Then you're going to have to try between like the new Heinz mustard and the Frank's mustard because French's mustard. I'm one like with mayonnaise, and even if I made something like chicken salad that I know it has mayonnaise in it, I need someone else to taste it so it doesn't taste mayo-y.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I can't do it. I just can't do it. When I was younger, I loved it. I don't know why. I remember going camping, and I loved a turkey and Swiss with a light layer of Kraft mayo on it.
Oh.
And I don't know if I got sick off it. You know, it's something in my
it's
brain.
It's always something, yeah.
And I'm like, no mayonnaise. I mean, I can go to a burger joint and they have mayonnaise. I'm like, no mayonnaise, please. And then you're like, ah, mayonnaise. If they leave it on, you're like, well, that just ruined that tap bun.
Oh, no.
But
I think that's the other thing for me is, like, I don't want to go back and wait in line. And I've also learned to not mess with people that fix your food. So
yeah.
If it comes with mustard, that's right. And if you haven't, I strongly suggest so.
Go
there
ahead. It'll make you
send plates back.
Absolutely. Or talk to someone who's worked in food, because I'm sure once in their life, even
at some
like,
point, somebody has dealt with an irate customer. I get that completely.
Mm-hmm. So the great debate is, and I don't think you have swayed me, and I haven't swayed you, but it's interesting that we both say the ultimate reason is the taste changes in the ketchup versus cold room temperature.
There you go. Where do you fall on the debate? We want to know. Let us know on social media. one of my favorite YouTube channels.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. Let us know. Off Air Flair. Find us on Facebook. We are readily available for the most part.
And if you have a food court debate,
yes, let us know.
Yeah, like if it ranges from pineapple on pizza, hey or nay, or something like crazy, like what I think we've seen something like ice cubes and syrup. But you and I are both like, what psychopath does that?
Yeah, I don't.
Just let us
know.
Can't
be friends with that person.
We just can't ever talk. oh, you're in a committed relationship? I'm sorry, it's over.
Yeah.
I can't do this. I want my Lucky Charms and milk. That's it.
That's not how my Saturday morning's starting.
Never again in this house.
No.
So let us know. Hashtag Off Air Flair, hashtag Food Court.
Yeah.
We have our social media accounts. We're on Facebook. I'm on Twitter and Instagram. You're on Twitter, too. Yeah,
I am.
I'm more active
I prefer
on
Twitter.
Facebook. Yeah, and he prefers Twitter. So mama saying bass, daddy saying tenor, whatever, however that goes. So, yeah, let us know. Food court. Dun-dun-dun.
Nope, that's what I have the outro for. Stop.
All right, we'll let it do its thing.
It's WAKG's Off-Air Flair.
Off-Air Flair.
With Jinya and Josh.